Sweet.
All yeah. Right.
Hey, so I'm calling from jail. I don't know if you can tell, but...
Oh, damn, you got locked up.
I am locked up, and they are using me and abusing me in here. They're calling me Swiss cheese because all my holes are open. Doesn't this look like I'm in prison?
To the belly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they were pencils.
Yeah, it looks like you're about to get food on a tray shoved under the door.
It looks like someone bigger than me is going to come and demand the phone. I'm about to be extorted. I'm going to get punked out live on my own podcast. Yep, this is my cell. That's the toilet
sponsor,
back there. It has its own door.
The Latin Kings.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wish I was sponsored by ramen soup. I don't have any money.
You'd be a king.
No, I would not. I would be in a pickle, though.
I meant
it would be tough for me.
Run that place with ramen if we were.
Oh no, I also mean, of course not. That would never happen. I would be on all fours on a leash, made out of an extension cord. I would be being traded around for fucking nerds rope. They wouldn't even get cigarettes for me. They'd be trading Zins. They'd be like, all right, one for your mouth and one for his hole. Put it in there. It tingles. It's fun.
You would, yeah, you'd probably have some Zins so you could be the cool guy first couple days.
Well, yeah, but then a fucking prison guard would come up and be like, what's in your mouth? What are you smuggling? And they'd knock all my teeth out. And boy, would the boys be excited about that.
That'd make you more popular.
That's like the first thing they do.
That's how you
would
survive.
Do that to the bitches. Yeah.
And then instead of titanium teeth like Kanye, you would get tungsten teeth. Get something magnetized.
No, they would. Yeah. And then they would take my tungsten teeth, pry them out of my head, sharpen them into a knife, and then hold it to my throat as they sodomized me. I wouldn't do well.
What is that room even about?
This is an auxiliary room here at the Amarillo Arena. I literally just walked off stage in front of 4,200 people. And you guys might think that this life is glamorous and exciting. But no, you just go back to the room. It's 15 minutes of just like pure bliss. And then here I am, trying not to join the Aryan Brotherhood, live on my pod. I know that's going to upset a lot of our listeners because they're actually, you know, full patch members, but... Guys, I'm a quarter Mexican. I'd have a tough time. I'd have to pick a side.
How big is that arena? Probably 4,500?
No, I bet it's like a quarter, because they have to set up the stage at one end of it, so I bet a quarter of it's blocked off. So I bet it fits like 5,500, and typically they have ice hockey in this arena. That's why it exists. Because when I think the Texas Panhandle, I think ice hockey. And they've been through so many mascots. They're currently the Wranglers. They used to be the Venom. Before that, they were the Omaha Steaks Presents the Bulls. For a while, they were the the Sweethearts of the Rodeos. That was their name for a while.
Boy, I feel like I just got off stage because I was at Chuck E. Cheese for 3 hours, and so I'm exhausted. It is the Thunderdome in there. They run border
town. Did they let you put on the Chuck E. costume, or did you just have to go in raw?
No, but I could not stop laughing because when we got in there, on the stage is an animatronic band, of course, consisting of Chuck E. Cheese, a mouse. Also,
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
That's right. Also, a dinosaur and a duck and a dog wearing a cowboy hat. And then on the drums, an Italian guy. It was so fucked. Four anthropomorphic animals and then an Italian man.
Are you sure it wasn't just a rat? Because they look very similar.
Oh, yeah. No, they had. He wasn't Chuck. And yeah, it was just a dude. And I posted it.
Was it? Wait, hold on. Was it an Italian guy costume, or was it just an Italian guy?
And animatronic Italian guy. And I posted it to Instagram, and like seven comics hit me up asking, where is this? And I guarantee at least half of them want to try to come up with a joke about it. And it's like, hello, I'm going to talk about this. So back off.
Yeah, excuse me, but their costume is not a costume. Mm-hmm. This is my lived experience.
It's their culture. All right?
So quit trying to steal valor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never get any any engagement or feedback on my stuff, and then all the comics are like, ah, gimme. I was like, no, get your own nephew, and then this could be your joke, but I got to do something with it. I don't even know. It was so funny, though. Why is there just a guy up there?
Let's explore it here on the pod. That's why we started this podcast. It's kind of like an open mic feedback situation. So, Lund, take it from the top. What's the bit? Me and Becker will punch it up.
No, I don't want to. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but...
Okay, that's a good start.
I'm excited.
But what if instead you were like, hey, I got a good story for you guys. Listen up.
I just did that, remember? Remember when I explained it and said it? That's it. What more would I do?
Okay. I kind of like the tag, but it's kind of meta.
Yeah.
You're going lockup.
No, it's on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Not, it's lockup raw and uncut.
By meta.
Meta World Peace.
There you go. Did you have any money on yesterday or today's football games?
Hold on. That's all we got out of the Chuck E. Cheese. I figured you'd come in hot with a bunch of Chuck E. Cheese stuff. I figured we'd explore for 20 minutes. You know, did you have a pizza? Yeah, did you lose Eli in the ball pit?
How was the pizza?
It was mid. Everything is mid. And that's not just what the kids are saying. Disneyland, most of the rides, pretty mid. The food, also mid. And then Chuck E. Cheese, yeah, pretty mid. For sure.
Did you see any, like, Alex Creasy-esque sexless adults at Disneyland?
I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of Sims. There's a bunch of Sims at Disneyland. And NPCs. You can walk right through them. They don't even count. That's why I didn't get mad there. I didn't have to get frustrated because I could just walk through most of them, you know? Or they would just, like, disappear as soon as I stopped looking at them. And then, you know, I could make my way through. The throngs.
Also, you speak Sim. You're very fluent in Sim.
How do they talk? Oh, yeah. They followed me around.
Yeah.
It's Creasy's birthday.
Dude, you remember?
I wished him a happy birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, you know how I'm going to celebrate? Not fucking my longtime partner. Creasy, I love you, buddy. You know how I'm going to celebrate? By not having sex with Sarah.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, she wants it bad.
Chuck E. Cheese, we were in Pico Rivera. So lots of Latino and Latina families. And it was a good time. It was a lot, man. It was a lot. A lot of kids.
The Latinos come in. They're like, oh, can I meet a Chucky? Is a Chucky a here?
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
They look hard. They try to look hard. A lot of them, the parents try to look hard, but
yeah,
they're like drinking soda pop and eating, you know, pizza and cake. So that was pretty funny. Like nobody could look tough in there.
Yeah. Just getting mad at their soda water. These bubbles have tricked me again. No one sneaks up on me, Bubbles.
God, okay, two Patreons this week.
I can do the voice.
Because you're in jail? No, that's not how it works.
No.
Not cool.
Nuh-uh.
That's what you implied. That wasn't me.
Uh-uh.
That was...
No, I can do it because I'm quarter Latino. You just showed your true colors.
Yeah, purple, Latin Kings. I'm in. I just got the email.
Oh, congrats, man. I remember when you sent away, you were worried you were going to get put on the wait list for the Latin Kings.
I didn't have a lot of extracurriculars, but they liked my interview, and my GPA was low enough. Oh, no. they don't
Gabriella.
They don't want you to be good.
This rat is eye-fucking me, man. We got to go beat up this rat. Javier, that's not a real man. That's a robot.
I have said it many times, but man, having kids, if you do it, God bless you. Good luck, because I would have two guns in my... I wouldn't do my typical thing, which is one gun in the, to the head and one to the penis. They'd both be in my mouth to make sure that I didn't miss the cerebellum or the spinal cord. It is crazy. It's tough. Shout out parents.
Yeah, I don't ever want them, man. And if I have one, I'm going to use everything that Emily has taught me about abortions to take it into my own hands. That's why I'm in here.
You'd have a hemorrhage in your hands like you were in the band Fuel.
Yeah, I would hate to like do that to anyone.
Be careful, please. Don't just pull out. Wrap it up. Where to? And pull out.
Have you seen this? Do you know the Japanese treatment for how to get rid of premature ejaculation?
No. I don't think so.
They dip their penises, their cocks, as they call them. They put them in a cup of like a bubbly or like a LaCroix, like a bubbling water. And they put their penis in, and I guess the bubbles like teach your dick how not to be so sensitive.
Where did you hear this? Lies.com? What are you talking about?
No, one of the fellows in the bunk told me. I saw something about it, I think on Reddit, about, yeah, it's like they put their peen in a glass, and I just made me think, like, I would have to use a fucking shot glass, you know what I mean? Like, when I historically got jalapeno juice in the tip of my dick, I used a saucer. You know what I mean? Because, like, when my dick is in jeopardy, it shrivels up and it tries to hide. It tries to go away and say, hey, we're not going to have 4 more weeks of spring. You know, it goes full groundhog, and I'm Bill Murray looking for it every day. So I just, I wonder if you want to get hard first before you try and desensitize? I mean, what's the move? If there's any Japanese listeners, please let us know.
It can't be based in fact. It's got to be, like, it can't do anything, right? Or were there positive results?
It seems like they've had it since they've been able to put bubbles in water. That's like, that's why they invented it, actually, was to try to quit coming so quick.
Damn.
What if you dip your wick and then you come in the glass and then your wife walks in and she's like, what are you doing fucking that glass of water? And you're like, oh no, don't tell anyone or I'm gonna have to go back on the inside. I'm gonna get another trip to county.
You have an open relationship, but your third is a glass of soda water. You're at the club.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, hey, you mind if I take a sip? Like, whoa, whoa, that's my partner right there. Hey, that's not for drinking.
Hey, no one kisses my girl but me.
Yeah, I am curious if there's any real results that you can get from dipping.
Maybe.
I think we should try it.
Are they a circumcised culture?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because I know you lose a lot of your dick sensitivity when you get circumcised. So I wonder if you're not circumcised, if the bubbles would make more of a difference because you're operating at full sensitivity than it would to, like, one of us who's trimmed already.
I feel like, and this is just based on data sets that I've seen, they don't have a lot to give. You know what I mean? Fair. I feel like you don't want to trim the hedges if they're not very tall, you know?
That's a myth.
Does that make sense?
Across all colors and creeds, there's big ones and there's small ones, and there's everything in between. So
No. There's like statistics to back this one up. I guess Indian guys got it the smallest. They got it tough over there.
There's so many of them, there's no room.
I know.
the big dicks get pushed out of the buildings and into the streets, and then from the streets to the sewers, so they die out.
If you thought the buses were full already, just imagine if we had big ones.
That's right.
It'd be hell on earth over here.
A dozen less people per vehicle.
Yeah.
The GDP goes down. But
there'd be a lot more things to hold onto on that bus. You know, people would have better balance. Did you guys hear when Kreischer just went on? Could you guys hear that through the concrete walls of my cell?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I forgot to tell you guys this. Well, real quick, let's keep exploring this. Let's keep mining this vein. No. It is weird that, like, Italian guys who have giant ones, they've got, you know, fucking a whole bag of rigatoni noodles down there. They don't circumcise, you know, but they have the most to give. The Albanians, the Italians, the whole Mediterranean people, they just have historically, for that community, obviously, historically, we know who has the meatiest mallets, but yeah, you'd think that they'd want to do a circ job on that.
No, not less is more, or I'm so blessed, and then they like give their foreskin to somebody in India. If you got it, you hold on to it.
Well, I just don't think they need to be greedy. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think they're spiking the football.
What were you going to say about Bert? Was it about
his
penis?
Well, hold on. I think there's more to explore here.
No, we're good. I'm full. Call me an Italian because I'm full.
They do the tops off cam before Bert goes on, or before I go on or Shane goes on. It opens the show, is the tops off cam. And they have cameras in the crowd, and they pan around the room, and they get dudes to take their shirts off. And it's a lot of fun, because it's a lot of guys who look like Lund, you know. They take their shirts off, they wiggle their bellies around, they chug a full beer. It's pretty cool. But then, every third one is like a hot dude with abs. And he does not get the pop that the fat guy does. It's been fun to study. When a fat guy takes his shirt off, people are doing the fucking worm, you know, just like beach balls appear. They're patting him around. And then a hot guy takes his shirt off and he has his, you know, those ab muscles that point down to where he should be circumcised if he wasn't from a European beach culture. Well, of course, but I was trying to think of something novel to say. And the crowd couldn't give less of a shit. They are quiet. It's like in San Antonio, it's the equivalent of like if someone held up like a Go Dallas Mavericks, you know, like they boo, they throw cans at them. And it's fun to go first because I get to go up there and call it out. But this is something. This is a phenomenon that no one talks about out here on the Fully Loaded tour. Every now and then, a bold woman will let freedom ring. And I have seen 6 sets of taters. Call me Ron White, because I'm making tater salad. Okay. Guys, the bus is horny. It's me. It's Kreischer. It's Shane Torres. And then it's 2 young bloods who are Kreischer's assistants. And last night, I had a dream about my 14-year-old girlfriend. And it was a horny dream. She was an adult in the dream. But, like, she had an adult's body. But in my head, I just kept thinking about how I knew her when I was 14. And it was kind of complex, you know what I mean? Because she was an adult woman in the dream. But in my head, it was like
the perfect crime.
It's just cool that your brain gives you an out. It protects yourself, you know?
Legally?
Did that come out correctly? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. No. Yeah, dreams are nuts.
Okay.
They're very complicated.
Yes. And this was a girl that I never consummated because we were like 14, but I did. I think I rounded second, and then I hit into a triple play. You know, and she was like, "What are you thinking?" No, and I was like, "Ah, okay."
In the dream,
but I did go up on this lady. No, IRL. in my boyhood, my youth.
Yeah.
But in this dream, I got what I wanted. But she was an adult.
How old were you? 14?
I was an adult too. We were both adults in the dream.
That's cool.
That would have been cray cray. If I was a little boy and I was banging an adult 14-year-old?
What? Hell yeah.
Hey boys, I got some fan fiction. Hold on, I'll be out at the spades table in a minute.
Wait, so you were second tonight? You were after Shane?
I was first tonight.
Oh, okay.
And hey, when in doubt, when you're in Amarillo, bash El Paso. And it worked like a charm.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Natasha Leggero dumped him out because she followed Kreischer or was on the same show as Kreischer. And so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a little bit of that online.
I knew about that before TMZ did. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. That was recently, obviously.
She's got him. Oh, yeah, it was like, I don't know, last week, but she's got him. They're not a bountiful, they're not a cornucopia of tit, but there's enough to get the job done. You could push them together and not get a paper cut. I've said this before.
That's when you were 14.
Mm-hmm. I've said this before. I cannot wait until they can just put a vagina into a woman's chest. And then it's like, hey, we got what we need right here, all above the belly button.
Keep your pants on, sister.
Am I crazy? Becker, you're nodding. You thought about this.
Yeah, that could work.
Becker, people,
so it's
people
been horny on the
about
bus.
You. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You said before we recorded you got a doctor's appointment coming up, huh?
Yeah, I got. I'm seeing a GI specialist on Tuesday.
GI Joe.
And they're going to schedule my
government issue specialist.
Figure out where all they want to cut parts of me out.
They know that they're going to do that? What do you mean?
Yeah, they have to do biopsies.
Oh.
They got to figure out what's wrong, but they don't know where they're going to check or how many different ones they want to take. So we've got to go do like a preliminary appointment. So that's fun.
Sam, you were horny
on the bus.
Let's get back on the bus.
So here, I get off the bus in Old Amarillo, which we got caught up for like 4 hours overnight because there was like a roadblock or some militia was trying to reclaim Abilene. I don't know. But we got into, it was like not very good sleep. And then we got in here pretty late and I slept some more and then woke up like halfway through the first game.
Wait, did you
sleep on
the bus?
I'm telling you, I was having...
Or in the arena?
What's that?
Did you sleep on the bus or in the arena?
Slept on the bus. We sleep on the bus.
I know, but you said...
And I had the dream about the adult woman, all right? And I said, fellas, I think I need to take a shower. And they said, but Sam, you're such a big fan of football. Don't you want to watch this game that you woke up halfway through? And I say, no, boys, I really got to take care of some business. And I went into the shower in the arena and treated myself to a handful, all right? Into the sink, okay?
What?
And then I took a shower, and I got out, and I don't remember if I cleaned up my mess. So I get back to the bus, and I think, okay, that was a mission accomplished, no big deal. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking no one knows, everyone's playing it cool. And then I start to think, oh, did I clean up my mess? So I say, I left my wallet in the shower, and I went back, and there was no mess, but I'm about 99% sure
there was.
That I did not clean up the crime scene afterward,
God,
which means that whoever set up the green room might have had to scrape my load out of the sink.
No, that's not... I mean... That would be one way to do it. I would imagine, like you could have done, should have done, you turn on the faucet and maybe you do a little, you know, you get a little cup, little hand cup of hot water and you...
No, use cold water. Use cold water.
Okay.
Hot water makes it congeal.
No, no, no.
Always use cold, boys.
Cold, well, cold might make it less sticky, and so it would slide down.
Correct.
Hot would be fine. Hot would melt it. It wouldn't make...
Bro, I'm telling you, based on years of independent research, use cold.
I'm 5 years older than you, so why don't you sit down and...
Yeah,
under
you blast
the
into the
tree.
Toilet.
Oh, well, yeah, because I'm
you
smart.
You go into
I'm
the toilet.
I'm smart. You're in the sink.
No.
And then you don't turn the faucet on because you're so excited to wash your body in the shower. You love showering.
You do that like when King Kong is at the top of the building. That's what it looks like when you're jerking off into the toilet. It's just, You're holding on to the tip of the Sears Tower while the other hand's fucking going for 8 seconds. It's crazy. I've seen it. It's fucked.
You haven't seen shit. What are you talking about?
Oh, I haven't seen shit.
You haven't seen me jack it. That's for sure.
I have. I have.
You wish.
You're my little rodeo cowboy.
That's so nuts that you would... That's how much you hate washing your hands. When you're supposed to be washing your hands, you can turn the faucet on. When you jack it, you don't turn the faucet on. You don't wash your hands when you're done. Man, that is wild. That's too much.
Yeah, I'm very nervous I'm not going to get asked back for another week I'm doing on this because they connect the dots. Because I woke up and definitely mentioned that I had a horny dream. And then, so they had to know. Why? Because it's good bus convo. It's boys being boys. You should hear what we say on that bus. It'd make Cat Williams blush. That's tough. That's tough in that community. It's tough to tell.
Well, God. I guess if there's somebody that you... figure would be the one that had to clean it up. Just see if they don't make eye contact with you, then there's your answer. If they're, you know, acting normal and stay in the room when you enter, then maybe you actually did clean it up. But I'll bet you didn't, because you're a real piece of shit.
I don't think I did. I think I was just so giddy to be clean and empty.
You're a jizz monster.
And also I was in a hurry to get back to watch football.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Just saying. I know. And no one's tipping their hand. No one's let me know that they know that I know that they know. You know?
Yeah, well, eventually...
What am I, Gary Goldman?
Eventually, you will know. If they have it on you, it'll be used. But also... Whoever set up the green room is... Would that be Bert staff or venue staff?
It is Bert's staff. It's someone that I've probably eaten dinner with here today.
Fuck.
Fuck is right.
It's going to be Shane.
And they're
going to
probably go
Stroop.
On the bus after the show.
It's going to be Shane and Stroop.
They're
going to
be
next
like,
week. You're done.
Yeah. They're going to be like, did anyone in here brag about being horny when they woke up? I'll be like, no. I just sent you guys a picture to the group chat. Last night I got off stage and I ate an edible some guy gave me. He said it was 10, and I was so fucking high. This is a photograph of me from last night. And Becker, I know I was high because this guy has an auto body shop, and I let him talk for about 40 minutes about fenders and crankshafts.
And loved it.
Oh, I was like, engaged, baby.
Dude, his shop looks pretty sick.
He's got a sick shop. He says, if I ever need any work done, come on down to San Antonio. He'll take care of me.
If your car your car in Colorado has any issues, drive it 12 hours and I'll help you out.
Yeah. Tow it on down. Yeah, I was so fucking gorked last night. I asked my own D with this edible.
How much do you think it was? 50?
I don't know, dude, but I was fucking Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Hey, Pops, let me get another one of those crazy apples. I must have had, in the green room after the show, we were in there for like a half hour. I probably had, I know I went through one bag of Nerds clusters just to my dome. And then I ate an entire bar of chocolate. and then ate like 6 pork ribs and 3 servings of macaroni and cheese. And all that, while this is going on, I'm just fucking cracking black can liquid deaths, the bubble waters. I'm drinking them like I used to drink Bud Light. And then this dude came in. There's 2 venues at where the Spurs play. There's where the Spurs play. That's where we did the show yesterday. And then around the corner, there's like a rodeo hall. And there was a country western star. And his name was Russell Dickerson. And he came in and introduced himself to everyone to invite us over to the show. And when he said his name was Russell, I giggled a little bit. Then he said his name was Russell Dickerson. And I lost it in the corner. I threw my hands up and just walked out. And everyone was like, all right, well, I don't know what that was about. And then I had to come back in and they were like, what's so funny? And I was like, I'm sorry, man. I'm really high. And you said your name was Russell Dickerson. So, like, my bad. But it's on you, kind of, because you said your name was Russell Dickerson. And you knew that was your name. So, I don't know. Let's call it a draw. So, I blew it with Russell Dickerson. And then he leaves and we all laugh about it. It's cool. But he invited us to come over and stand stage side at his fucking show. So, I'm like, all right, let's do it. So we walk over, dude, and I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but Shane Torres said it was a normal thing. And it was me, Torres, his 2 female friends, Bert, and then the 2 dudes from the bus. And we walk in, and I'm in my fucking Spurs sweatsuit, you know? Like, I could not be less dressed up. I look like fucking, I'm reading for the role of Rob and Big, you know, like they put them together. That's what I look like. I'm Black Deer Deck in this situation. And it's a bunch of white tables with white tablecloths and cowboys and cowgirls. And those are the only 2 genders. And they're both fucking studded and dudded. They're all zooted out. They look great. And I have to go stand by the stage. And the stage is in the middle of the room, and it's slowly spinning. It's a revolving stage. And we walk in, and who's on stage? Of course, Russell Dickerson. So I'm giggly again. And he is singing a song, like over an acoustic guitar, like a love ballad cowboy song. And I start laughing again really hard. And I can't control myself. And I'm like, I turn around, I look at Shane, I tell him, like, dude, I'm too fucking high to be in this room right now. What the fuck is this? This looks like a fucking modern day slave auction. I've never seen anything like this. And he's like, it's okay. This is how it looks. They do this. It's a fundraiser. And I'm like laughing at him talking. And then I turn around, still laughing. And who is eye to eye with me? Russell Dickerson. He's made a revolution. And he sees it's me again. And I'm laughing at him singing a sweet song.
Well, at least the second time he knew that you were stoned. But yeah, that is perfect. You're just, his whole life is a joke to you.
Yeah, everything he does is hilarious to me.
This next song means a lot to me. I wrote this song after my wife unfortunately passed away due to leukemia. And so, baby, I know you're somewhere watching, and I just hope that you're having a good time and you're saving a seat for me. Here we go. And then he does the revolution.
And hey.
And then you're just...
Yeah.
She's dead. That rules. You're never going to open for Russell Dickerson, I can tell you that much.
That is the truth of the matter right there, brother. And, like, of course, I'm in the way of every waitress because we're standing right next to the revolving stage. So I just keep hearing, you know, pardon me. And I'm like, oh, lo siento. And then I'm laughing at that. And then the way that a little game I like to play, of course, is that I like to pretend like I'm Bert's security. So... people will walk up, and then I'm making Shane's 2 female companions laugh because, like, someone will walk up, and I'll put up my hand and be like, all right, come on through. And then I'm approached by a guy, and I do that to him, and he shows me his gun, and he's like, who are you? Like, why are you here? I'm security for the building. Whoa. So then I have to explain to him that I'm pretending to be Bert's security because I'm Bert's opener. And then when I say that, I out that Bert's standing right there, and they fucking swarm. People swarm.
Yeah. Why didn't they know already?
So just blowing it. I just blew it so bad in San Antonio because we're standing like where the sound guy is. We're like in the cage. And I say in front of one of the tables that I've been blocking with my enormous back for the last 20 minutes. Yeah, sorry. I just opened for Bert Kreischer and I point to Bert. And then I hear some guy say, Bert Kreischer, let's fucking go. And then he's swarmed and then we have to leave.
Oh. you blowing loads and being a chode. The Sam Talent hitting blowing the road loads story.
Yeah, I just blew it all night long and then all morning too.
Damn.
Well, it's been tough.
As I have said, sometimes you do have to jack it because otherwise, if you would have tried to roll the dice and just like held it in, maybe tomorrow morning you wake up stuck to that tiny bed and then it's somebody's job to like throw the mattress away, burn the sheets and get you another pad. So you got to take care of it before then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we just
I hear like
we just
someone jizzed their bunk and yeah, then they yeah just start siphoning gas and some guy lights a match. He's like, "Oh, we got to fucking torch the whole bus." Which one of you fat guys jizzed your bee?
Speaking of
it was me. But in the dream, she was an adult, so don't worry. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
3 years ago was the anniversary of me jizzing the bed and then finding out my dad had died. That was 3 years ago. Yep. Old
today?
Penis. Well, so last night was when it happened, and then I woke up morning the 21st. And checked my phone in the bathroom. So, fun stuff.
So you guys went to Chuck E. Cheese to celebrate?
No, it was for my nephew's birthday, obviously.
And your father's death date.
Yeah, they wanted to do... We would have done yesterday because it was closer to his B-Day, but cousins couldn't do yesterday. So it was today.
So wait, your dad died and then your nephew was born immediately? Are you at all worried that your father's been reincarnated as your nephew?
No, nephew was 2019. Dad died 2021.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Because what I said would have been stuff we could riff on.
Oh yeah, I should just perpetuate a lie for your amusement.
Yeah.
People want the facts.
Yeah. Well, there are. They do. They come to this podcast for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Oh, you know, you reminded me when you were talking about slamming liquid deaths. I was drinking a lot of soda water and sodas at Chuck E. Cheese, and so I had to go to the bathroom a lot, and hopefully nobody was clocking the fat guy in the flower shirt who was maybe there with a kid, but was definitely clocking a lot of hours in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. They had bubbly. They had bubbly on tap.
You come out and you're like, in the dreams, they're adults.
We were both 14, and in the dream, we were both grown-ups. It's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody can be mad at me. I just, everywhere I look, staff is like pointing at me and then pointing at my nephew. And so that just everybody.
Some woman's like relieved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was.
All right. Okay. Okay.
I was also laughing at the idea because when we showed up, they have a red, like, velvet rope that blocks the entrance and exit so that they can, like, you know, confirm who you are, what party you're with. And then they give you, like, a glow in the dark. Or like a UV light stamp. And so it was like a club. And then I pictured like a kid bouncer who determines like which kids are cool enough to come in and which ones. It's like, no, we can't have you in tonight. You got to come back during the week. No baseball hats. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, we've got a we've got a rule here that says you need to have non-Velcro shoes. I'm sorry, Dakota. You got to keep it moving.
You two are fine. No shorts. And the kid's like, fuck, I don't have any pants in the car.
Well, you know what? You don't need to be wearing pants or to be able to drive or even be an adult to enjoy today's sponsor, HelloFresh.
You have to be fresh
guys,
to get
it. You guys love Hello Fresh.
You have to be fresh to get a hello at the door to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, you have to be fresh to death. You know, this time of year, everyone's looking to revamp their eating habits. Lund, you've been talking about how you're...
Never. I had a double cheeseburger yesterday. I'm fucked. I'm an idiot.
I'm not even going to say slices. How many whole pies did you dome today while the boy was in the ball pit?
No. I was pretty good. I'm starving now. But I had maybe...
Yeah, right. Dude.
Three slices of cheese, and then I snuck a pepperoni. I am fucking so dumb. I had a couple of fried shrimp at the house.
At Chuck E. Cheese, they had fried shrimp and you ate them?
At the house. No, yesterday. Oh. You better puke off camera.
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, it's just funny to think about Lund being like, where's Eli? Oh, I think I saw he went in that tube. I'll get him. And then Lund goes in there and gets fucking stuck Winnie the Pooh style. And there's just kids at one end. Like, your pants come down, of course, because your ass is always almost exposed. And then there's just kids up there, like, painting on your butt and drawing with markers. And you're like, hey, who's back there? You don't make me mad, because when I get mad, I get diarrhea. And then you just fucking shit all over the kids, and then they're all crying. And you're still stuck too, so you can't get away.
I ruin 7 birthday parties. Several families. Mostly Chicano. That would have been bad. No, I didn't. Luckily, like, no kid ran into my crotch or got a crush on me and followed me around. I'd be like, get out of here. Everything was pretty chill.
The kid comes up to you and he's like, in my dreams, you're 14. Well, even if you are having dreams about kids, HelloFresh can help.
God.
God damn it.
HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. They send pre-portioned ingredients with delicious recipes straight to your door. Wow, they come to your door? They drop you off? Also, this hat now looks like I've joined the Muslim Brotherhood, so that's good.
No,
I'm riding with Allah.
It's a backwards hat.
Well, you know, no, I'm saying that if there's no brim, it looks like I'm wearing a kufti, or whatever they call it, right?
Sure.
Okay. You know who, this is all direct copy, by the way, from HelloFresh.
Put a hat on.
Put a hat no on, brim, spin it no around, brim. Do the diarrhea story.
Have a bean pie in your hand.
Lund, how much did one of those pizzas cost you over there at Chuck E. Cheese's today?
God, I don't even know. It is a racket for sure. It's crazy. It cost a few bills to get in there and get out.
Okay, well, HelloFresh is way cheaper than takeout. So if you're going to Chuck E. Cheese just to get pizzas to go, you know, honestly, just park the car in the garage and leave it running if that's what you're doing. If that's where you get your fucking sweet pies is from Charles Entertainment Cheese. I know they got an Italian drummer, all right? But don't be like me. Don't be tricked. That guy's not actually real. He's a robot. He's not actually back in the kitchen rolling out matzah. With over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, you'll keep finding new meals to love. Guys, this is my favorite part of the ad, the personal endorsement. Becker?
I regret not getting HelloFresh anymore. I'm excited to get the boxes back. They're really good. They're delicious.
Did you start having your violent vomiting and diarrhea fits before or after your use of HelloFresh?
After I quit for over a year, so I don't think it's...
Wow.
Even somebody with the stomach of a child can enjoy HelloFresh. Diarrhea worry-free. Right. Megan and I did HelloFresh for a while in Denver. It rules. A lot of great vegetarian options, which I had to do because of my fried shrimp addiction. And, yeah, it is fun to be able to make a meal knowing that you have the right amount of ingredients, seasoning. It's easy to do. Even the biggest of wads. and the dumbest of dog people would be able to enjoy HelloFresh. Yeah, even man-child
Becker points to himself.
Becker, yeah, can flip fuck his way to a nice meal.
Yeah,
and they have a lot of great flavors that Becker loves. They have cigarette butt salad. They have bong resin scraping with mushrooms. They even have breakfast you can make in a pinch and fast 10-minute lunches. Because I know that I love to eat lunch in a hurry, standing over the sink, just wondering about when the housing bubble is going to collapse and take me down, because I've been selling fake mortgages for years. And since breakfast is the most important meal of the day, because as you all know, dinner is done. In 2024, it's time for breakfast, y'all. So quit eating at night. If the sun's down, shut your fucking mouth, you pig. All right? That's what HelloFresh has to say. HelloFresh is giving all subscribers free breakfast for life with every single HelloFresh delivery. Oh, my God. Can you guys believe that?
Holy shit. On a shingle. I did not know that. That rules.
I mean, breakfast. Breakfast is the trickiest meal. Where do I put this bread to make it toast? Are these eggs or are these yoni eggs? Did Lund masturbate in my breakfast? You know? So go to HelloFresh.com/chubbyfree and use code chubbyfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/chubbyfree with code chubbyfree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Put it in your face, bud.
I know we've been a Factor pod for a long time, but
don't say.
I'm following the money.
Hello,
it was
Fresh
after the ad read.
Oh yeah, it's the same.
What?
Hello, Fresh.
Oh
bot
shit,
Factor.
We're good.
I thought Factor would fucking absorb Hello Fresh into its endless void of an eye.
Factor serves only one god, and it is the CEO of Hello Fresh, a Cisco corporation. Brought to you by Monsanto and Halliburton. A Raytheon joint.
Nice. Guys, I don't know about you, but God, I am so excited to watch After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson. Said no one ever.
I was very excited. I appreciate that.
Dude, I get it. That it can be fun. What I have enjoyed is seeing the amount of groveling and butt kissing that's going on any, like, the comics that are like, check me out on After Midnight, and then there's like 12, you know, struggling comics who are like, hey, good luck, man, can't wait to check it out, and it's like, that, okay, please don't. You're not gonna get on there because you commented first that kill it, I can't wait to watch you kill it, dude.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm not excited to see.
I love when one's nasty.
There was some gal on there, Robbie Hoffer.
Shankar?
I don't want to say it wrong. Hofferman? Hoffernan?
Robbie Hoffman, who is actually funny.
He's dead.
Dude, that chick blew my fucking mind. That lady rules forever and always.
Okay, are you purposefully wrong-gendering Robbie?
Robbie's, I thought, female. I Wikipedia'd her the other night when I was watching
Yeah,
it.
I bet you did, you perv. Yeah, no, Becker.
If she had any, like,
if it was okay to do what you wanted to do.
No, and they did have a special that I could watch.
I was thinking of Matt Hoffman, who is a dead gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, this is an extremely funny, possibly they.
Is that what Sam?
No, Robbie's a lady. She just cut her tits off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, what's the point, you know? He's got the worst part of the whole operation now. The bleeding uterus.
Was that the...
What if she had him?
Was that... I don't know. I don't know this person. You would know better than I.
Was Robbie's funny.
Was it an Angelina Jolie, like, breast cancer in the family mastectomy thing? Or do you know?
I don't know. As soon as they lop him, I quit listening. That's what I say.
Change the channel.
Yeah.
Delete... Siri, delete After Midnight from recording schedule. Anyway, yeah. No, I'm glad, you know, there'll be 10 comics that'll get to do that show every other night, and thrive, the mm-hmm. same 10 that get every opportunity forever as an up-and-comer yeah. for like 15 years. Yeah. I'm excited for all of them to shine dimly.
It's funny that I just bashed this, and I bet I could probably get on there. I bet I could send a message. I should get on there, and I'm going to be like, I cut my tits off too.
And I'll reply.
But here tonight.
Can't wait to watch Sam Kill It on At After Midnight, hosted by At Taylor yeah. Tomlinson. I'm on threads just to yeah. try to suck up to everybody involved.
After seeing what Robbie was allowed to do in the edit, I think you would thrive on that show in its new format.
Naughty? It's naughty.
I can't wait to be on there next week.
She was as naughty as I've seen someone be, and is like purposely derailing a show in years.
It's on CBS, like, awesome. Right?
Years.
Is it CBS?
Yeah. Huh. And they did it on like the third episode. They just showed up and were like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want tonight. And it ruled.
Well, I bet the 12 people who forgot to turn their TV off loved it.
Yeah. Wait,
have
either of you watched The Floor? Do you know about The Floor? It's a game show.
No.
Kim and Evan watch it. It's like the one show that they have been able to watch that isn't, you know, YouTube influencers screaming about their kids, you know, buying fake shit or whatever. And I saw ads for it and it looked dumb. You know, Rob Lowe hosts it and it's like a dumb game show with random rules, but it's trivia and it's all of those people pick something that they're super knowledgeable about. And so they challenge each okay. other to go head to head answering, like, you know, naming different college mascots or breakfast foods. There's a bunch of good ones and then a bunch of bad topics for sure. But it was pretty fun. I got into it because I'm competitive with any like general trivia. And yeah, I will probably keep watching it, even though it's one of like those dumb game shows that was produced because of the actor and writer strikes. They were like, oh, we'll just get, you know, Rob Lowe to get out of his sarcophagus and give him some poppers and then have him host, you know, 2 weeks at a time and he's done for the year. But they got
I wonder I think if I could me. Get on that show. It'd be like, and tonight's competitors representing vice presidents, it's Claire from Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and all the way from Rocky Ford, Colorado, Sam Talent with Who's Got 'Em? All right, competitors? And I'd be like, well, to start, not Claire. All right, glad to be here. Big fan, Rob.
Dude, it
oh,
is...
Oh, you had a double mastectomy. Oh, okay. All right.
Did you have
Sorry, Claire.
I could get a half point.
Yeah. It's... I got a half chub. All right, Claire, take it away.
They should have been more discerning.
I'm hosting the show, Sam. Quit trying to host the show. I think I got it, Rob. Take a lap, sleepy.
I wish they would have been a little more like on top of who got to pick their topics, because one was moguls, one was junk drawer items. Like, come on, you couldn't do better than that. There were some bad ones. Oh, and the mogul guy got pissed because some of them were fictional. So like Montgomery Burns was one, and dude was not happy about that. He was like, I don't watch. Oh, yeah. He said, I don't watch TV, because he didn't know Logan Roy from Succession. And he was not stoked, because once you lose, you're gone. You're off the show. So he got thwacked. Damn. He sucked his own dick, his own mogul dick. He's like, oh, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and then hit a wall and struggled because some of them were just, yeah, fictional characters. But
I would have been pissed too, because if they were like, you know, if they were like Marge Simpson, Vivica A. Fox when she was Jessica Rabbit, you know, if these were the answers, I'd be upset.
What? For Who's Got 'Em?
Have you seen Vivica A. Fox recently? Jesus Christ. Yeah, of course, for yeah. Who's Got 'Em.
What's going on with
Amelia from Hey Arnold. What'd you say?
What's going on with Vivica Fox?
Oh, she is so hot.
Oh.
Want to nut.
God damn it.
What if that's if that's if Billy Madison was an R-rated movie. Want to fuck the hiney.
Veronica Vaughn didn't.
I've got this new system.
I don't think she would.
Where?
I don't think she'd
like
be on
10
there.
Minutes before. She'd be on there. 10 minutes before I go on stage, I eat an edible, and then when I get off stage, I have all the adrenaline, and then the adrenaline is replaced by being high, and it's the best. Also, the Buffalo Bills just lost the playoff game by a field goal going wide right.
No way.
That's right, the Chiefs. Oh, yeah, the Chiefs are in, baby.
Oh, I thought about hitting you up to hit up Dave T about taking the Bills. I thought they're in Buffalo, Mahomes' first away playoff game. Oh, my God. Wild. Did you bit?
I'm glad you didn't hit me up, because I took Mahomes' anytime touchdown score, which was plus 500, and guess what? I'm going to have to earn cigarettes the old-fashioned way in here tonight, because there's no money on my commissary.
Damn. You're going to have to go.
This is another scene from Billy Madison, R-rated. That Veronica Vaughn is a sweet piece of cunt.
Jesus Christ.
I fisted her. Mm. No, you didn't. I know a guy who fisted her. No, you don't. Well, you can imagine what it'd be like to fist her, right? Okay, so that's a new bit.
Save it.
Look at my hat.
Save
now.
It for after midnight. You can get naughty on there, according to the Beck man.
Yeah,
God, it looks like Jason Kelsey's getting so drunk that he's gonna bang Taylor tonight. He's been shirtless for like three quarters.
Really?
Yeah.
In the crowd, in a box.
In the box with Taylor, just smelling the top of her head and grunting. When you go out and you open for Kreischer after the shirt's off cam, the top's off cam, people yell out to you, take your shirt off when you're on stage. And it's like, do you guys know how fucking stupid you would have to be to take your shirt off opening for Kreischer?
Right.
What's the matter with you? That's his thing. I would be done in show business.
What about this? What if you
All right.
told or mentioned to Kreischer that I used to do that bit where I would come out holding a shirt and say, does this shirt make me look fat? He might buy it off of us. Or just take it. Because what are we going to do? Lawyer up?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell him it was my joke.
Yeah.
And I would not tell you.
Well,
and I would keep the money.
Give me a cut.
No.
Okay, well then I'm going to sharpen a pencil. I'll see you in Cleveland.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, yeah. Hey, Cleveland listeners, buy some fucking tickets, all right? We're doing five shows instead of four, and my eyes were a little bit bigger than my tummy.
You're going to get beat up by 80-year-old Nick Papadopoulos. He's buff.
He could kick both of our asses, bro.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's seen some shit. He looks like an old sailor. He's probably got a ship tattooed on his chest. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Uh-oh, Bert just started his closer.
Nice.
Okay, what do we got left on this? Seven? I got to go out for curtain call and get my flowers.
Get those accolades, like Troy Walker used to say. R.I.P. He probably still says it.
Did he say that?
Alive. Oh, he was, yeah, he'd always say, are you going to go out and get some accolades?
Ugh.
Well, he's...
Where would he say that? Like at the 404 open mic?
No,
he's waiting by the door handing out business cards?
Green room. But yeah, you do have to go get, go press some palms.
Yeah, can you guys either feed me 7 minutes worth of hilarity or just finish up without me?
We don't need 7 minutes. We're good.
No, we need seven, baby.
Not by my watch.
Not by my watch either.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
Mine says 53 minutes.
No, it doesn't.
We need 2 minutes. It's just your timer's off. We need 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're...
Well, what if I send this to you and we've lost all the great bits from tonight? Lund getting his butt painted and then shitting on kids.
That's not how it works. It just makes...
My great whack-off story. Who... The mystery of the missing mess... Remember that? We came in... There's been so many... Me and fucking Russell Dickerson is an all-timer.
This is, yeah. This is going to be a mad scramble to get these both up by midnight.
Well, yeah, you better fucking pull your tongue out of your ass and get to work, all right? Because I'm going to be rolling into town, and I'm gonna fucking whip you with a radiator cord.
Awesome. Where are you headed next?
I bet you'd love that.
Are you headed home tomorrow?
Yeah, I head home tomorrow. I fly into old Denver and then connect in Colorado Springs, even though I could just drive 4 hours from Amarillo and probably be home by midnight. But no, I'm committed to the hang. I like the party. I like the after-show pork chops. That's why I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I'm headed home to
Kreischer domes a steak when he gets off stage. There's a steak waiting for him, and he just houses it, and it rocks.
Mm.
Oh, man.
You ever seen a millionaire eat a steak? I don't think so.
No, I haven't.
I have. It's awesome.
You try to get a little...
I've got that on you.
Get a little piece of fat, and he's like... Arr, arr.
Here's another scene from Billy Madison, if it was R-rated. You know, when that guy's hosing down that little boy with the hose?
Yeah. Mister.
You know?
Hey.
When the kid's like, mister. Why are you doing this?
Who are you?
Yeah. Who are you? But the guy's not using a hose. He's peeing on the kid.
Your worst fucking nightmare, kid.
I'm a fat character actor in the 90s. You'll never see me again. You guys got anything?
Miss Lippy's car is fucking green. Is all I can think of.
Miss Lippy's ass is fucking brown. What about you, Sideburns? You want some milk?
I'd rather have some cum. Shampoo is superior. No, shut up. Shut up.
There's no swearing.
Conditioner's better.
Oh,
huh? How about
hello.
That?
Count it.
All right, that'll do. Please, come to Cleveland. Come to West Nyack, New York. Come to fucking Magoobies in Baltimore. Come to Governors in Long Island.
Come on, my
come
tits.
See me, please. Hey, all right, that was a deleted scene.
Check out the Patreon.
Oh yeah.
What about Happy Gilmore, but it's R-rated?
Go.
I think that what was the name of his coach, his golf coach?
Chubbs.
Well, not in this one. He's got a different name.
Comes. Chubbs Peterson? Instead of Chubbs Peterson, it's Scott Peterson. He kills his wife. Puts her in a lake. She was pregnant.
I was sure you were going for a Huck Finn joke.
Oh, I'll bet he was. He's in the AB.
I'll never tell.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives
join
a
that
fuck?
Fucking, join that Patreon, everyone, so we can support Becker through his surgeries and get Lund even. Becker, you're not working right now, right? You're on sabbatical?
No. Yeah, I've been out of work for a week and probably this whole week too.
So yeah, in all sincerity, if you do want to help Becker in his time of need, he has no source of income right now. And he refuses to sell all of his antique action figures, even though that'd be a pretty easy solution. So please, join the Patreon right now in our time of need to keep a roof over Becker's head. Yes. All right? I know we don't like sincerity on this podcast. We're never telling you the truth. But this is the truth. In the dream, she was not 14. And Becker also... I'm dead serious. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea about that whole story, because she was an adult. And Becker also does not have a job right now. So please, do everything you can. Join the Patreon. It's patreon.com/chubbybehemoth. This is really, we need you. We need you right now. Please.
Thank you. Bye.
Later, y'all.